Bel Canto by Rossini, the U.S. premiere of A Magic Flute, and a highly anticipated production of Don Giovanni. These are just some of the highlights of the upcoming classical music summer concert season. And here with a preview is Olivia Giovetti. She's WQX Aria blogger and the host of The New Canon on Q2. Thanks for coming in.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Summer's always a busy season for classical music concerts, but is this season special in some way?
I think we're seeing a lot of adventurous risks being taken in some places that we're not normally used to seeing them, especially mostly Mozart has this production of Don Giovanni that's being done by Yvonne Fischer, and the staging of it is going to be really interesting. I'm not sure if it's his first time directing, but he's normally the conductor of the Budapest Festival Orchestra and is a regular at Lincoln Center, although this is his first time with mostly Mozart. And he's staging it as well and taking into account the human body, which is, you know, such a central part of the opera, and having, I think, a cast of 12 be the sets and the scenery for it.
So the cast is part of the set?
It's a cast of actors, so it's not the singers, but it's sort of, in a way, a nod to the Butoh tradition of Japanese theater. And they're going to be completely painted white and, you know, forming things like a bridge leading up to the Commendatore. And
oh, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, you know, and he's just an amazing conductor, especially in works like Mozart and Beethoven and that period of music that spans. So that's one of the things that's high on my wish list.
Here in the city, Lincoln Center is getting two new operas this summer, including the U.S. premiere of A Magic Flute, directed by Peter Brook. Now, Magic Flute has been done so many times. What's interesting about this production?
Well, first of all, it's Peter Brook, and that sort of immediately means something interesting is going to happen. He did the Carmen piece 30 years ago, I think, at Lincoln Center. But with this, it's almost surgical how he removes all of these layers that Mozart is so famous for in his operas and brings it down to just a piano and just the singers, just, I think, 7 singers. No choruses, no large orchestras. And in doing so, he's really attempting to get to the heart of the work.
You're also looking forward to Strauss's De Liebe de Danae, conducted by Leon Botstein up at Bard College. The plot is a mix of comedy and drama under the veil of Greek mythology. What do you like about it?
Well, first of all, I'm a huge Strauss nut. So that right there does something for me. And it's not a work by Strauss that you see. I think the only other time it's been done, and I could be wrong about this, but I think the only other time is that it was done in concert in New York by Leon Botstein, of course. He recorded it with Lauren Flanagan. It's a fine recording. It was done after Strauss died as well, and it's a hugely complicated work. It requires a hugely talented orchestra and cast of singers, plus a lot of production value. But Leon Botstein has this amazing ability to create a home for these works up at Bard College with all of these resources available to him, especially because it's the summer. So he has, you know, people have freer schedules and everything like that. So it's going to be a real treat to see. And I think it'll create a few converts for the opera.
So for you, Olivia, where's your favorite place to see music in the summer?
I do like going up to Bard. I do like that Gehry building is pretty spectacular. And I also love going up to Glimmerglass each summer. It's just the whole experience of going to Cooperstown, staying in a B&B, not necessarily having an internet connection, which is kind of, you know, it's nice to just disconnect and go to the opera.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Olivia Giovetti is the WQX Aria blogger and the host of The New Canon on Q2. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's The Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.